Stablecoin supply hits record. 323B as crypto market treads water. Total stablecoin circulating supply has climbed past 323 billion, a new all-time high, according to data published by Cointelegraph on May 20, 2026. The print lands during an unusually quiet tape. BTC is changing hands near $77,180 with a 24-hour move of essentially zero. Cishi 0.01% as of May 20th. ETH is at 2128, 0.55%. And the Fear and Greed Index reads neutral at 40. The story is in the mismatch. Stablecoin issuance is rising while spot prices are not. Mint side keeps moving while spot stays flat. Stablecoin supply is one of the cleaner gauges of on-chain dollar demand. When issuers mint more USDT, USDC, and the smaller dollar peg tokens, those coins enter the system because someone wired fiat in and asked for tokens out. They sit on exchanges, in DeFi vaults, in wallets used for payments, and increasingly on card-linked balances. What is notable about the 323B level is the macro setting. Over the past 7 days, BTC is down 4.62%, ETH is off 7.41%, and SOL has dropped 10.92%. Risk assets are not pulling capital in, yet the dollar on chain figure has gone the other way. That divergence usually means one of three things. Holders are de-risking from volatile assets into stablecoins without moving back to fiat. Treasuries and market makers are pre-funding for an expected move, or transactional demand, payments, settlements, remittances, is growing independently of price action. All three can be true at once. Inside the 323B figure, the headline number aggregates the major dollar peg tokens. USDT remains the largest single component, followed by USDC, with smaller contributions from PYUSD, FDUSD, DAI, USDS, and a long tail of newer issuances. The figure is circulating supply, not market cap of a single asset, and it is computed across multiple chains, with Tron and Ethereum still dominating the share, but Solana and Base growing their footprint over the past 12 months. For context, at the start of 2024, the total stablecoin supply was hovering around $130 billion. The figure has roughly 2.5x'd since then. Most of that growth has come from USDT mints on Tron and USDC on Ethereum and Base, with a meaningful contribution from PayPal's PYUSD on Solana. The signal beyond a single data point of flat BTC tape, paired with a rising stablecoin supply, is the kind of setup that gets cited later. It is not a price prediction, and it does not guarantee an upcoming rally. What it does indicate is liquidity availability. If a catalyst arrives, whether that is an ETF approval, a macro policy shift, or a sudden risk-on rotation, the dollars are already on chain and do not need to be wired in from banks. For the broader crypto economy, the figure also tracks the steady migration of dollar settlement onto blockchain rails. The fastest-growing real-world use cases for stablecoins are not speculative. They are payroll, B2B settlement, treasury management, and consumer payments in inflationary economies. Each of those uses tends to leave stablecoins sitting on chain rather than cycling back into fiat. Spending implications, a larger stablecoin float, makes the stablecoin spending category more interesting for end users. The deeper the on-chain dollar pool, the lower the slippage and rebalancing cost for issuers that swap stablecoins to fiat at point of sale. It also strengthens the case for self-custody options, where users hold their own USDC or USDT and authorize a card to debit it directly, without an exchange in the middle. The growth is not without risk. A larger stablecoin float concentrates more value in a handful of issuers. And any single failure, DPEG, redemption freeze, regulatory enforcement, now affects a bigger share of global crypto liquidity than it did even 2 years ago. Reserve quality and attestation cadence still matter more than headline supply.